Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. Now, this is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday, the 5th of August, 2024, and I want to talk today about the difficulty that we have accepting that managing people takes time. Now, there's something about me that you might not know, which is that I'm incredibly impatient, right? I am one of the most impatient people you will ever meet. And if ever we've had a conversation or we've been on a Zoom or something and I've sat there and I've listened to you, it's because I've learnt over 20 years in business. I'm 50 now. So, you know, over 30 odd years in business and being an employee and everything, that I have to have patience and I have to slow down and I have to stop and listen. And actually, there's always a benefit of stopping and listening, and you always get something out of that. But it's not my natural state. My natural state is to zing around pew, 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 from thing to thing to thing. And one of the areas that I find, or have found in the past, most frustrating, because I've kind of fixed this problem now, but in the past, one of the things I found most frustrating is the time it takes to manage people. Because people are not robots. People are unique, they're individual, they have needs, they have wants. And when it's your business, and you'll have exactly this experience, I'm sure, when it's your business, they want your time. They want you to invest your time into them. They want to, it's like a relationship. It's like being married, or even like, it's more like having children. I think staff are often more like children. They want some of your time. They want some mummy time or some daddy time, right? Because I've only got one child, and my child only has one parent. So there's just the two of us to talk to. But if I had like five children or something, if I was a prolific parent, then, you know, each of those children would at some point be competing with the other children for my attention and for my time. And if you've got five staff, it's no different. So I've got 10 people in my team now. And when I started this business, 2016, I made a conscious decision that, unlike my previous business, which I just sold, I was only going to work with older people, so people in their 30s and 40s. I was only going to work with parents because I it's very easy to connect, isn't it? And understand when you are a parent, it's easy to connect with other parents. And I made a decision that I wanted really good people who I was going to pay well, and just people who would get on with it because they had a certain pride and a drive. And, you know, everyone on the team is that. And more, so much more. And we've had to lose a few people along the way because they just weren't right. Now, my last business, it was the opposite. With two or three exceptions, and actually most of those exceptions are working with me again now in this business. But that was mostly people in their 20s, perhaps less motivated, lots of chatting, you know, and they needed time and energy. And it was tiring for me because that business did not have as good as cash flow. I learned a lot from that business about cash flow, about management, about what you sell, how you sell it, overheads, all that sort of stuff. It's fascinating, actually, when you look at what we do now compared to what we used to do. But this is something for you and me as the owners of the business, that we've got to remember this. We have to accept that managing people takes time. And actually, and maybe if you haven't found this yet, you will eventually, that the more time you do put into your people, even when you don't have that time, the better return you get. You know, sometimes I have impromptu conversations with members of my team, and it might just be on email or on like our communication, our collaborative tool, or sometimes on a Zoom. And every single time there's a value. Either it takes us off in a slightly different direction, or I learn something, piece of information I didn't know. Because when you've got 10 people, you can't be across all the information, can you? Or they pick up something, or we improve our collaboration or our teamwork or something. So one of the things you can do, and this is easy with an office and harder when you're remote, but you can still do it, is to allocate time every single week to talk about or to talk to people. You almost put some time in your calendar deliberately to just hang out in the kitchen and chat with people, or just to jump on a Zoom, or just, you know, have a chat with someone on Teams or whatever it is that you use. I think if you schedule time every week, that can be a very smart way of giving your team your time in a way which doesn't actually stop you from doing the things you want to do. Okay, so on Thursday, we are going to give you content for next week. So for week commencing the 12th of August, and that's about cyber extortion. And I think I'm going to launch a marketing challenge this week. I was going to do it a couple of weeks ago, but then the whole CrowdStrike thing happened. But I think I'm going to do that this week. I will make up my mind in the next few days. But have a very profitable week. Enjoy your week. And remember, if there's ever anything we can help you with, just drop us a line. Direct support. You can reach them. Hello at mspmarketingedge.com.